Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a brand new video game that's just come out or is coming out very soon. My name is Peter.
And my name is Ashton.
Ashton, it's my second time asking the questions in a single day.
Oh my gosh, so busy.
Yeah. Will you now tell me in as much detail as Ben just told me about his game,
okay,
all about Jackbox Party Pack 9?
I will do, that is right. Yeah, so this game is coming out at the end of this month. I think it's October 20th or 21st. I want to say 20th,
okay,
but hey, let's cover all ground.
It's around then.
21st.
You're already down on Ben. He knew the date, so...
Yeah, I realised since I looked and I was like, ah, oh, man, I haven't looked this up. But yes, it's not out yet, but over the weekend, I roped in a couple of friends to play some Jackbox with me. And do you know what? It's a pretty good pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I know that, like, a lot of the time, I'm a big fan of a Jackbox pack.
Yeah.
I own all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my partner play them all the time with people whenever we come around. I'm like, should we work out a Jackbox pack?
Easy. You just pop out Jackbox. Everyone has fun.
Yeah. If you don't know what Jackbox is, just to make, like, in case you've missed all other eight of them, Jackbox is basically a party game pack of up to maybe, like, I think the most it's ever been is maybe six games.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically go on your phone or tablet or laptop if you're feeling crazy.
Whoa.
And join the games via your smartphone, and you can play various different party games with each other and with a big audience if there's more of you than there is players of the game. This game pack has five games. A couple of them are very similar to ones we've seen before,
mm-hmm.
And a couple of them are brand new. And I think it's actually a really good pack. I think a lot of the time there's normally one or two games on a pack that you play a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of games that you just, like, never play.
Mm-hmm.
I do think this might happen a little bit with this pack with certain groups of people, but having tried all of them, a couple of them actually really surprised me about how much I liked them.
Okay.
So we'll just go through the games.
Yeah.
The first game we've got is Fibbage 4. So Fibbage has been in a couple of different packs now. Fibbage is essentially a game about lying.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a question, you have to try and give an answer that is feasible to
be,
because you want people to pick your answer. And it's about random trivia. The categories on this one are wild. And I think one of them was like, bees in court or something. So it's
right.
Like all kinds of random stuff. And the questions are really specific. And a lot of time you won't know the answer to them anyway, so you just kind of had to make something up. I've never really jived with Fibbage. I'm not very good at it at all.
Right.
But they do still have on this pack, so it's introduced in Fibbage 3, they have Enough About You, which is the one where you play about each other.
Oh,
slash
yeah.
Yourselves. And I really like that version of Fibbage, so I'm glad they've included that on this one as well. So if you like Fibbage, it's just more Fibbage. Then a game that really actually surprised me, I think that this is a game for like a certain type of person as slash group, and I think most people really enjoy it. It's called Rumorang. It's essentially like a Big Brother game where you've got like a character, so you pick your character's trait, so you've got a name, and then you pick your character. My character was like a begrudgingly, I think I'm like something like a geologist, but like a pronoun geologist, essentially. And you basically have to answer questions if you're in a reality TV show. So the things like, you're going to a Halloween party with this player, what's your Halloween costume? You write down your answer, people vote. If you've got more points or you win that like round, you can be safe from elimination.
Right.
Like the knockout stage. After every round, someone is eliminated from the game. However, you're not eliminated from the game. Your character gets kicked out of the house and a new character comes in where they've basically just changed one of the vowels in your name.
Right.
So one of my friends, Ryan, was kicked out. He came back as Rien.
Okay.
And then he got kicked out again, came back as Ryan. And then when I got kicked out, I was Eshton.
Right.
So basically your character comes in wearing a hat or a mustache.
Okay.
And a new character, and you have to try and get as many points. And at the end of the game, it's whoever's got the most points wins the TV show, essentially.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was actually really fun. We were all kind of surprised how much we enjoyed it. So it's definitely one to kind of, if you're not sure about it,
yeah,
give it a go,
give it a try.
See what you think. But yeah.
Okay.
The one that I think didn't quite hit the way that they wanted it to is a game called Junktopia. If you've played Jackbox before, it's a bit like patent pending and talking points.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you're kind of encouraged to, like, sell what your answer is out loud. So it's the one that, like, mums won't play because
yeah.
like, I'm not doing it, I'm not standing up,
I'm not presenting,
not talking
yeah, yet. Yeah.
Basically, it's one that your mum will not play. But it's all about how you sell it. So you're a frog. Well, you've been turned into a frog, and a wizard says, if you want to be not a frog, you have to go and buy something from this shop, and you can haggle the prices.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get something for as cheap as possible. You pick like three random objects, and then you have to give it a title and two selling points to like give it a backstory. And
as a collection of three things?
As like one thing.
Oh, one thing, okay.
You have to give it a title and then two like talking points, essentially.
Right.
And then you all present your thing. Everyone like votes whether they like it or not, which one they'd buy. And then the more people who vote into it, the more money you get back, and you basically want to make a profit.
Okay.
And at the end of the game, if you've made a profit, you get turned back into a human being.
Nice.
It's not my favourite, but if you've got the right group of people and people are like willing to put the energy in,
yeah.
I think it could be a good game.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I just think that maybe like we've seen a couple versions of this before that have been better.
Mm-hmm.
But I did still enjoy it. I made a little baby, creepy baby doll. I called it Baby Boris Johnson because it had crazy hair. And that went down pretty well, to be fair. and then,
I mean, I'd buy it.
Yeah, definitely. And then there's a game called Nonsensory, which is a bit like, if you're a board game fan like I am, there's a game called Wavelength where
right.
you have to give a clue. And then someone has to decide where on a scale of like 1 to 10 from like, say, 1 being, for example, the most like a hedgehog and 10 being the most like a poodle, where that thing sits.
Oh, yeah.
So either like you draw a picture or you... So in this game, you either draw a picture or you write down a sentence or a statement or something, and they have to pick like on a scale of 1 to 10 where they think...
Which end of that scale?
Your prompt was.
Yeah.
So I got one that was like... an autobiography by a celebrity that is 8 famous or something. So I picked like Gemma Collins because I wouldn't say she's famous, but most people know who Gemma Collins is.
Right.
So you put like Gemma Collins in the name of her book, and then people can like pick where they think it is. They can like double their points if they put confidence into it and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And the whole like vibe of it is that you're in like a lab doing experiments, and it's like a talking monkey is the one that giving you the prompts and stuff.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed that game as well. It's quite quick, that one. So it's like
yeah.
one of the ones you can kind of pick up and play and like all get annoyed at each other with, because you're like, what do you mean? mean that's more of a poodle than
yeah
a
how is Gemma Collins only eight out of 10 famous? Yeah. She's 10
she's
out of 10
so famous. And then the last one that again I really enjoyed is called Quizart or something like that.
Okay.
Essentially it's like Tetris but with trivia.
Right.
So you're in two teams, or you can play it on your own, though I don't know how that works. And then there's two modes. There's just like a versus mode and an endless mode.
Right.
Where you basically, what you have to do is it'll give you a like a topic. So one of the ones was Operation Body Parts, as in the game Operation.
Right, yeah.
And then you have to put it on a scale on the bottom from like furthest, like to your toes, to your head, for example.
Okay.
And they're coming down from the top, and you and your team member each get a go, or like have many people in your team, and you have to put them in the right place.
Right.
But they're always coming down. So if you haven't made a decision, it's just going to land where it lands.
And they're falling, and you have to move them. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Basically. And it's quite fun, to be fair. You have to put it in the order in the bottom, and then at the end, like you can. In the second round, there'll be ones that are not in that category, so you have to put them in the bin.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there'll also be ones where it's like, at the end of the game, it's like, these ones are all in the right order, but the rest are wrong. So mm-hmm. you have to like put those ones back out and be like, right, I've got a second go to
okay.
where this fit.
Yeah.
I think if you've got loads of people, it can be absolute chaos. We had two teams of two, so we were kind of able to organise it and figure it out together. But that one is really good. If you like trivia games, and you don't very often get team games with Jackbox games, so it's quite nice to have a team game.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think that one was really good as well, and it's quite funny. The categories are, again, really weird. It'll be like, the category top you can pick from is either like random, or it'll be like, for example, it was body parts.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what will be body parts? And
then it'll be like it was, a biology question, yeah. but it's operation.
And then it was operation, yeah. that kind of thing. And it's like birthdays, and then it was like who was born first, or the scientists yeah. kind of thing.
So right.
I really enjoyed this pack. I think there's actually quite a lot that it's got going for it. I'm excited to kind of play it again with like more people and like in a real environment, because I played it over Discord. I kept trying to tell the other team to be quiet when I was trying to play Quizart, because like, we can't talk if you're talking over us, because Discord doesn't allow us to like turn it down. But I think it's a really good set of games. There's definitely ones you can play if you're a streamer and you want to play with the audience. There's definitely ones that will work really well with an audience.
Well, I imagine we'll probably play it on, you know, when we do our games night, or maybe even on a joint stream at some point.
So. Yeah. So I think this pack's really good. I think it's got a lot going for it. I think that we've had a couple of maybe dud packs recently that people haven't really picked up, but I think this is kind of a good pack to pick up, even if it's your first time playing any kind of Jackbox games. It's not got Quiplash, which I know is everyone's favourite.
That's okay.
But there's like four of the packs with Quiplash on, so just get one of those instead. But yeah, I think this is a really good Jackbox pack.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds very good. See, it's an unusual kind of Quipscope, really, because normally we would be sort of asking all kinds of, what's the gameplay like and the soundtrack? Maybe. But, you know, I guess with a Jackbox one, everyone just wants to know what the games are and what they're like. Yeah. So
the art styles on them are really nice as well. I think a lot of them are really interesting looking. So.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Ashton. That leaves us just enough time to do a Quip.
Oh, yeah.
Quiplash kind of fashion.
Yes.
Jackbox Party Pack 9, more like Jackbox Party Pack Fine, because it sounds at least fine, if not quite good.
Yeah. Jackbox Party Pack 9, more like Jackbox Party at Mine.
Whoa!
Because I want everyone to come over and play this game with me.
Okay. Normally I wouldn't be interested in coming around, but if you've got Jackbox, an exclusive early copy, then...
Come over. Let's play.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Ashton. And stick with the channel, everyone, for more Quipscopes as and when.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.